I mean, the only difference between the films at Kugelhorst and the ones at the multiplex are that the ones at Kugelhorst are a lot better.
That's Dan Brawley, the director of the Kugelhorst Film Festival. He's been at the helm of this independent Wilmington Fest for 18 years. The festival seems to be in continual manifestation, reaching out and building bridges between itself and everything else. We now have Kidsalorus, Dancealorus, panels for filmmakers, entrepreneurs, innovators, and dreamers. There's music and shadow puppets. You can choose to slip between reality and virtual reality at Kugelhorst. But most importantly, you can watch the film. Lots of them.
260 films, that's a lot. Most people don't watch that many films in a year, right? You certainly don't go to the cinema that many times. And so it's a year's worth of going to see the movies crammed into 5 days. Over the years, we've developed a series of different programs to help people navigate the schedule. So for instance, if you're new to the film festival scene, if you're new to Wilmington and you're never been to an event like this, we encourage you to check out the films that are in the Magnolia program. So those are films that have won awards. They have actors in them that you might recognize. That's a really good place to start. Check out a Magnolia film. If you enjoy that and you want to take a step further, Vanguard is our program of American independent directors, bold, breathtaking new works. And so I think when people think of the stereotypical sort of film festival film, our Vanguard program is what they think of. We have a late night program called Convulsions of horror films and weird, stuff for people who like to stay out late at night. We show over 200 short films. So if you've never been to a film festival, definitely go to a shorts block. You buy one ticket and you get to see 8 or 9 films all at once. And they're fun. They're tons of fun. Some of them are by high school students. Some of them are by award-winning famous directors who decided they wanted to make a 9-minute film instead of making a feature. So a chance to just sample, you'll love at least one of the films in every short block.
The festival is paying special tribute to cinematographer Joe Dutton, who Brawley calls,
in many ways, the godfather of Kugelhorst.
The retrospective includes 3 films Dutton shot, Oliver, The Shining, and Dance Craze, plus office hours with Dutton in Thalian Hall's ballroom on Saturday. But again, back to the films. Brawley talks about a couple out of the couple hundred options.
One of my favorite films that's playing in the ballroom this year is called Buster's Mal Heart. It's by a filmmaker named Sarah Aldina Smith. Just had its world premiere at the Toronto Film Festival. And it's this bizarre, layered narrative, and you can't ever quite figure out where you are, and this guy's going crazy, and he's breaking into houses. It's a beautiful piece of cinema. One of the cutest shorts at the festival this year is called Bacon and God's Wrath, and it's an old woman in her 90s, Orthodox Jewish woman, who decides she's going to try bacon for the first time. There's also a very encouraging, a very uplifting documentary playing on Thursday night at Kugelhorst called Generation Startup. It's about 6 young companies in Detroit, Michigan, and they have no idea what they're doing. Very uplifting film that would encourage anybody to take a risk. And at the end of the day, I think that's what Kugelhorst does best, is encouraging people to take risks.
That was Dan Brawley talking about the Kugelhorst Film Festival running through November 13th here in Wilmington, North Carolina. You can find all kinds of information at kugelhorst.org.
About 2 years ago, I went to this place, the Internet. Have you heard of it? Well, and then I went there and I did the Google and I started a search. Then 1 minute I'm watching videos and the next minute I'm reading Christopher Hutchins.